Just saw Chevalier day before yesterday. It's a historical drama, which, according to IMDb, is based on the true story of composer Joseph Boulogne, Chevalier de Saint-Georges, the illegitimate son of an African slave and a French plantation owner who rises to heights in French society as a composer before an ill-fated love affair. The film basically just got released. In its opening weekend, it made $1.5 million and has grossed, so far, just under $3 million worldwide. If it wasn't clear in the description, is about a black composer and violin player. I'd never heard of this guy. Appreciative that the film came out and it told this beautiful story of his life. Getting into that story, he was dropped off when he was a child to a school that had arts and music and that sort of thing. He was probably the only black kid in that school, but following his father's advice was to be the best at everything. He took his father's advice and he became the best of whatever he did. He was world-class fencer. Nobody could beat him. He was the best composer that was out there, one of the best out there at the time. He was separated from his mom and his dad never ever came back to reclaim him or to see him again, which is sad. That's sad that anyone would do that. I'm going to go into the cast. The lead part was played by Kelvin Harrison Jr., played the part of Joseph, the Chevalier. His mother was played by Ronke, I cannot pronounce her last name. And the Marquis de Montalembert was played by Martin Kasokas, who was the husband of a woman he had the affair with. She was played by Samara Weaving. She was very beautiful and had a voice sent down from the angels. If that was really her voice, I'm very impressed. They had a little audition where they were trying to bring on other singers because he was going to have a little contest. They're awful. So he had to get her because he knew she had a beautiful voice. Eventually, they ended up having a relationship in which she, unbeknownst to him, had her baby. There's a whole storyline there. I don't want to spoil. Looking at the cast, I was surprised to see that Minnie Driver was in this. I did not know that. She played the part of La Guimard. The film was directed by Stephen Williams and was written by Stefani Robinson. The main thing that was going on, it was sort of during the French Revolution. This piece of government, the Chevalier of whatever area of France that the main character was in, was bestowed upon him because he was so good at what he did at the violin and fencing and everything. At the same time, you sort of had to listen to what the Queen of England had to say, Marie Antoinette. You had to follow her word. He wanted to be the head of the theater in France. She told him, you're competing against this other guy who's a white guy. She had basically made a deal with him that they were to compete and whoever won that competition would win the prize. But when it came down to it, he won, but she didn't want to hire a black person in that position. And she was getting pressure from other people. That was when he decided he renounced his title and went on to do other things. He went on to join the French Revolution. At the end of the film, they said that when Napoleon Bonaparte took over as the King of France, he destroyed many of the works of his music. I liked this film. I thought it was interesting. I would give it 4 stars. I really thought it was good. I thought it was well acted. It told an interesting story. It held my interest enough to give it 4 stars and to recommend it. And I thought it was entertaining. There wasn't a whole lot of language. I thought it was an interesting film, Chevalier. And I do recommend it and give it 4 stars.